Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we welcome South Dakota State University President Barry Dunn. President Dunn, good to see you once again.
Good morning, Perry. Great to see you.
Well, I know that you've been involved in South Dakota agriculture for a long time. Have you seen a year like this that
no,
you can recall?
Yeah, you know, this is as wet as it gets, I think. It's very, very tough for folks. Actually, I think I've been surprised by reports from friends all across the state how much actually did get planted over, especially, you know, that one kind of almost two-week period we had. Now it's rainy again. But
mm-hmm. Last week wasn't bad.
No, a lot of soybeans got done. And, you know, there's still awful wet spots that didn't. There'll be a lot of prevented planting. So prices of both, certainly of corn have responded appropriately, but soybeans remain very weak because of the tariff. So it's a really tough time for agriculture.
Yeah, the latest crop report just came out today, and it's still way behind both corn and soybeans. Corn last year at this time was done.
Yeah,
100%
right.
In the ground. Yeah. And it's usually nearly done, but
well,
of course.
Yeah, it needs to be done.
Right.
And, you know, agriculture's changed so much without the size and scale of farms. So you could plant corn late and take it for silage, and you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and now a lot of farmers don't have any livestock to use those crops. So it's a tough deal.
And obviously there's probably going to be some places that just don't get planted.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Thousands of acres. So
what difference could precision agriculture make in a year like this?
Well, it, you know, yeah, I think weather trumps almost everything,
right.
and you get into a situation like this, and certainly you can do a very accurate job, and do a precise use of all resources. That's so. I think every time you use precision ag, you'll optimize everything, so you'll be better off. But boy, not getting, you know,
when you can't get a crop in the ground, you can't get a crop in the ground.
Exactly. So yeah. It's a tough deal.
It really is. Hopefully things will turn around price-wise, as you mentioned. I guess that's about the only good news out of the situation so far.
Right. You know, I think corn probably has some room to even move forward. A lot of people industrial use, ethanol, for example. Over half of our corn crop is used for ethanol every year. Well, you know, there's going to be an enormous demand now for a very limited crop, and so it's going to be tight.
Those who can get a crop in the ground may have some good news come fall.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Let's turn to SDSU direct matters, and that is budgeting. The Board of Regents has been talking about tightening the budget lately.
Well, we did. Mm-hmm. Our FY20 budget is about $7.5 million lower than last year just because of a drop in enrollment from last fall.
That can't be easy.
No, it wasn't. We impacted very few. We knew as soon as, you know, we knew last summer based upon new student orientation numbers, so we had a challenge. So we kept a lot of positions open, and we moved some people around. It won't impact impact very few. Sadly, a few people we've had to cut their jobs, but most of this has all been done without either through retirements or holding positions open. So that's the good news. The bad news is, you know, it's you know, we shrunk our budget. So actually, you know it's not good for, you know, we're less in terms of the Brookings community. You know, our budget will be millions of dollars smaller than it was, which impacts the city of Brookings.
And that is noticed, obviously, when it's cut that much.
Sure.
How's it looking for next fall?
Well, you know, we're cautiously optimistic. We had a very strong response to the free apply for anywhere at SDSU or anywhere in the Board of Regents system. Lots of kids applied for college, but now we've got to get them here. We're up in numbers, but foreign students are down. Graduate students about even, and freshmen, we'll be up a little bit, but not as much as we probably had hoped.
And I was going to ask about international students. It dropped a lot last fall. Are we going to see that trend, unfortunately, continue?
Right. We graduated this last spring. We graduated the most international students we've ever graduated, which is a good thing. Sadly, though, the numbers coming in to replace them will be down in the low 600s in international students just in 2.5 years from when we were nearly 1,000.
on the good news side, SDSU was recognized for outstanding graduation rate.
Right. We, again, the throughput of of young people sound like a little industrial here, right. But you know, our graduation rate is increasing, which is great. We've increased our 4-year graduation rate just in the last couple of years, 10 percentage points. So, you know, kids are getting done faster. It's less expensive for that means it's less expensive for them, and they get into the workforce sooner. That's exactly what we need to be doing, Perry.
And I know that was a focus, but those are really positive numbers, up 10%.
Yeah, 10 points. Yeah, 10 percentage
10
points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
74% was it? I'm trying to recall the number.
6-year is, yeah. 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 And we're recognized, we were recognized recently as, you know, exceeding what would be predicted for us. So, we were called out in several national studies about exceeding our graduation rates exceed what would be expected of us, which is a good thing.
Another bit of good news, thanks to the Wakini Initiative, I understand Native American applications are up.
Yeah, and admitted students are. So, yeah, people are responding very positively. And maybe it's still a relatively small number, but of the students we brought in last fall, we have an 87% retention rate from fall last year of those freshmen to they're all of those have told us they're coming back. Anyway, that's an enormous swing.
That's a challenge for Native American students.
Right. So Wakini scholarships have worked in helping bridge that. Tough situation that they face financially. So really good news on that front. Our new American Indian Student Center is under construction and should be done next summer. The weather just has slowed everything down, but we're excited.
It was last month and a half or so ago, the tuition and fee rates were announced by the Board of Regents, and they are going up, not a surprise.
No, 3.3% on average. Across the board system, and most of that's due to the fact, it's a little hard to explain, but when there's state salary policy, we have to provide that to employees, which is a good thing, but we only got funded for that portion that the state supplied in state general funds, and so the student tuition part, the students have to pick up their portion to make that salary increase for faculty and staff. And so that costs we've got to pass that along to the students.
Still, South Dakota education is a relatively good deal.
It is. I think we have some warning signs out there, though, that the present path is, the present policies are affecting enrollment, Perry, to be blunt. Kids are looking at other alternatives because of this constantly increasing costs. And we're doing our best to, again, get them through as fast as we can and get them high and great jobs, and they get great jobs. But it's a concern.
Well, if you're going to have a huge debt load upon graduation, that's something you have to think about.
Yeah, I you know, the average debt load is less than $30,000, and actually, that's given the jobs that pharmacists and engineers and nurses and get.
It's
doable. It's doable. It's absolutely a great investment. But still, students from other states are leaving with less debt than South Dakota students.
And that's something you have to be competitive these days, right?
Right. And the other thing is, on the long haul, we need an educated workforce, and we need educated citizens. And so we want more kids to go to college, not less. And we're in a downward trend, and that's not good for the long term. If you're an employer in Brookings, or if you're interested in citizenship and participation, we need an educated populace.
And for so many years, the U.S. was the pinnacle for higher education. We're letting other countries catch up to us.
Yeah, right. And other states, the states around us have needs-based scholarship, and we don't, and other states support higher ed at a much higher level than South Dakota supports it. So it's a tough deal for us.
update on some building. Of course, Performing Arts Center has been done for a while now, and performances underway with Prairie Rep.
Yeah, we went, Jane and I went on Sunday, and it was a fun performance. It's totally different than a year ago. There's no pillars to look around, and then the stage.
That facility is just so stunning. It's just amazing.
It is, and the set was beautiful, and it just so fresh and new, and big crowd, and so it's doing exactly what we hoped it would do.
Looking forward to Beehive this weekend.
Yeah, and we've got
fun.
We've got campers of all sorts on campus, from football to science camps, and just
that time of year.
The place is just packed with young people, so that's exciting.
Health center, how are we doing there?
The
wellness center, health and wellness.
Yeah, wellness is all done, and it's, you know, they doubled the
size
of it.
I would assume, even in summer.
Yeah, it is, and what a great year to have it for our students, given how tough the winter was. So yeah. We opened it last fall, late last fall, and so it was packed all winter long, which is great.
I was assuming numbers were probably up from previous years.
Usage of it?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because it's a bigger facility the last year?
Yeah, and that should help retention, because if it's, you know, with the weather, the winter that we had, kids just, you know, needed to burn off some steam, and it was fun to watch them.
Those are the ones that are done. Let's look ahead. Precision Ag.
Yeah, we'll start construction late this summer. The tariffs hurt us and raised the cost of materials, and so we had to do some redesigning, so it slowed it up. But we're scheduled now to start before school starts. We'll fence it off and get going.
That's something I hadn't thought about, is tariffs affecting construction, but of course it's going to.
Right. The price of steel now, that has dropped, but so maybe the bids will be a little bit better. So I think waiting probably paid off a little bit. So the Canadian steel and aluminum tariffs went off, and so those prices are coming down.
Very good. Well, we're probably out of time, but thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great to be with you.
I looked at the time and it's like, oh, we already talked our allotted time. That went fast. SDSU President Barry Dunn, thank you very much.
Thank you, Perry.
Right here at Brookings Radio.